Another question, there's been a lot of discussion about quality control and HER2 testing, and a lot of that has focused on IHC, and I think people are pretty familiar with that. But there's also been some data, and you talked about this a couple of years ago with your trial about problems with FISH. We just had a tumor panel case discussion where a patient was presented who was amplified 5-6 range and had the FISH repeated at Memorial, and it was negative. What about quality control with FISH?
I tell you, there's a problem with HER2 testing that is visible based on our data, both you looking at immunohistochemistry and FISH. We just finished participating in a panel convened by NCCN to look at this issue. But we will also be participating in another panel, which will be a joint technology assessment between ASCO and the College of American Pathologists, because we recognize that it is very important for the tumors to be tested properly to determine whether patients can receive this really life-saving drug. But we don't want to really give this drug to patients who have no likelihood of benefiting. So we have a manuscript right now in press in JCO documenting the data for the patients in our N9831 trial, in which all patients were enrolled, again, based on immunohistochemistry or FISH locally. Then the tumor specimens were submitted to Mayo. We redid both tests. If we found that both tests were negative, then the specimen was sent to another reference laboratory so that they could corroborate whether we were right at Mayo or whether the local physicians were correct. And what we found was a 19% false positive rate with immunohistochemistry. We found a 13% false positive rate with FISH. So really, both tests have some problems. What do we recommend? Well, based on our data and those of the NSABP, we recommend that either test is appropriate, but it must be done in laboratories that are experienced. But we also recommend that pathologists follow the recommendations in the kit for this test, because we're very concerned that there may be many pathologists who are modifying the FDA-approved steps locally, and that may have implications on the false positive rate that we are seeing. I'm also thinking that there may be a problem with false negative rates. So,
of course, we're not going to know that from these trials.
That is right, because in these trials, everybody had to be tested as positive using local testing.
Yeah, false negative is almost even scarier.
That is right. This information that we've obtained from these adjuvant trials has really been very important and very helpful, because NCCN is looking at this in this panel we had, and there will be a manuscript coming out this summer. Then with the joint plans between ASCO and CAP, we're looking at this in a serious way, which is going to be extremely helpful. The lead for this project is Dr. Robert Carlson, and he convened a group of individuals like us in these large trials, and we presented data not only on the biology of HER2, but also all the data that exists. And I tell you, there's a lot of confusion, because one of the conclusions that I have reached for a long time, which was also the conclusion reached by many of the speakers, is that at this time, either technology appears to be about the same. It's just that the tests have to be done the right way.
Not to get on another topic, but I think it's very similar, which is the issue of quality control of ER. Is NCCN looking at that also?
No, not as part of this panel, but this was brought up, and this is something we're thinking about, because some of the trials are demonstrating that there may be a problem in 10% of the patients related to estrogen receptor testing. So we'll just have to think.
I mean, same thing, targeted, relatively non-toxic therapy that works that people may not be receiving.
I'm glad you brought up this point, because this is a piece of information that all oncologists, all healthcare professionals need to be very aware of, and talk to their pathologists about the techniques they're utilizing and whether they're modifying the steps approved by regulatory agencies, because that has a tremendous impact on patient care. And this is just the beginning. We will continue doing clinical trials with novel targeted therapies, and we need to work together to find the best ways to test for that target. And on that note, there will be actually a symposium sponsored by the Institute of Medicine to try to better understand how to move diagnostics into not only many of the clinical trials we do, but also to figure out if the FDA can work with all of us so that trials can be written and drugs approved based on targeting the right type of patients for the specific therapy. So it's a big movement in this country to understand this field better.